A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. In one of those children's adventure parks, I once came across a challenge that tested kids' ability to cope with the unknown. There was a structure made out of flexible plastic and covered all over with heavy black material. You entered a soft fabric doorway and found yourself in absolute total darkness. And the task was to find your way out. There were corners going left and right, small ups and downs, dead ends, and things that brushed your arms and face. It was all quite safe, but it was really scary, and the park operators spent a good deal of time bringing out distressed and frantic kids, and a few adults too. We are so reliant on light to live our lives. Think how especially the simple Jewish home in that first century would depend on a small pottery oil lamp to get them by. Immediately before this incident in Mark's Gospel, Jesus has been telling a big crowd of people the parable of the sower and the seed. And in response to the apostles' inquiry, Jesus has privately explained to them just what the parable meant. And you'll recall that the whole point of the story was that the kingdom of God was there for those who are open to hear Jesus' words. But not everyone was able to take advantage of the opportunity. In today's reading, I think the light that is provided by the lamp is the word of God as conveyed by Jesus. But there is a challenge to the disciples to make sure that light is made available to everyone. The trick is to find a way of making sure that the lamp is in a place that does indeed bring light to people. In a town I once lived in, a devout man from a fundamentalist Christian group used to stand on a street corner every lunchtime and preach. I have to tell you, he didn't do much good. He wasn't mocked or abused, he was just ignored. His message was simply not heard. We had a message, all right, but the lamp he held was somehow tucked away in a place that gave people no light. His message remained a total mystery to all the hundreds of people who passed by. So when Jesus talks of putting the lamp on the lampstand, I think he's putting out a challenge to his disciples and to us. We are given the light of the kingdom. How can we best make that light available to our families, our neighbours, our workmates, our communities? It won't be by sitting on a boat in a lake and hoping the crowds will come to listen. And yet, there are so many people who struggle to get by in a world that is, if not totally dark, at least confusing and at times frightening. We have a light that can help them, the light of Christ. But I think it's a little more than simply standing with the lamp in our hand. That's what Jesus means by his comment about measures being measured out according to how much is given. Perhaps I need to think about just how effective is the lampstand that I have made of my life.